You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. And now I stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on and on, and I will sing of your goodness.
And we want to welcome you to Wednesday Live. That was C.C. Winans, Worthy. Awesome song. And our God is certainly worthy today. Amen. Glad to have you listening right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we're going to have a great day, a great day. We're going to open up with a moment of prayer together. We do have a prayer request coming into us. And Karen's going to lead us in that opening prayer. And then we're going to welcome our guest, Seamus Gordon. We're going to be talking about Dad Up today. Amen. Karen.
Amen. So, good morning. We do have a prayer request from Marilee. And she said, "Please pray for my hands and my mind. They don't work the way they used to." And she said that she's 80 years old now. So, Father God, we lift up Marilee to you.
We do.
Lord, we just say, we decree and declare that her latter days will be better than her former days.
Amen.
And, Father God, that we declare that she has the mind of Christ. And because she has the mind of Christ, that her mind is just as good as new. And Father, we just say, Lord, that you would touch her, minister to her, heal her today, Lord. And Father, we just speak healing over her hands as well, God. Father, we just pray the oil of your presence, the balm of Gilead, all through her hands in the name of Jesus, and even in her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, we decree and declare it to be done. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we agree for sure. Wanted to remind you that this program is brought to you by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance wants you to know that there is going to be a regional prayer event. It is called the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer, coming up September the 25th. And what an evening this is going to be. This event is going to be in Martin County this year, and it's going to be at New Hope, which is in Palm City, 3900 Citrus Boulevard, Palm City. And so New Hope is going to open up their facilities, and we are going to begin at 6 o'clock that evening, a gathering of leaders, business leaders, civic leaders, church leaders, praying over the Treasure Coast of Florida, the real needs that are right here on the coast, our area, lifting those up in prayer, along with the body of Christ coming together for that hour, 6 to 7. 7 o'clock, one night only, Paul Wilbur is going to join us for a night of Standing with Israel. Standing with Israel conference, one night. It's going to be an evening of worship, prayer, an anointed celebration together with the people of God. We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. God stands with Israel. We pray for Israel to be saved. This is going to be a powerful night coming up September the 25th, 6 p.m. right here in Martin County at New Hope Church, sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Tickets and more information, you can go to TCC. That's TCC Alliance for Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, tccalliance.com. And for a donation of $10, that gets you a seat. And we want to fill the place up. A lot of times we'll have well over 1,000 people at the events the Treasure Coast Alliance has. And we only have 700 seats. And so we're going to be using maybe a Holy Spirit shoehorn to try to get everybody into the room. So we'll see how that works. All right, I want to welcome our dear friend who is getting ready to come on air actually this week, Seamus Gordon. He has a nice hat on, a Dada hat, and he's sitting right here in the studio with us. Seamus, welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I am so excited. I am pumped up. I am.
Well, that's great to have you all pumped up because God's put something on your heart. And before we jump into, you know, the program starts this week. It starts this week. The time has come. We've been talking about it for a long time. It's coming.
It's been a long time coming.
And we're going to be talking about format and how people can get involved and all that. But how did you get involved? How did you end up with a heart for dads?
Most times, programs or services like these come as a result of an unmet need of the person who started it. Talk to any social worker or minister of the gospel who will tell you that there was something about their life that resonates with the very service that they are providing. So most of you have heard, I grew up in a very large family. And my dad, though a very hard worker and a good provider, I can't recall him telling me ever he loved me or felt a hug from him. So I decided to flip the script. And when I became a dad, I inundated, and she still feels it now, I inundate my daughter with the I love yous and all that wonderful stuff. And so that was where it started.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, having worked as a former school teacher and in the social work field and even in ministry, I have noticed that almost always, including the prison ministry that I'm involved in, almost always, whenever you see a person who is involved in drugs, whenever somebody lands up in jail or in prison, whenever somebody has multiple unwanted pregnancies, the common thread is an absent dad. And so having identified that, and it's not just my anecdotal observations, it's the research upon research. So having identified the problem, I decided, hey, why not become part of the solution? So just over 3 years ago, we started this nonprofit organization called the Father-Child Connection. And it has a twofold mission: to empower fathers to establish, reestablish, and strengthen the connection between themselves and their children.
Okay, empower fathers.
Mm-hmm.
To establish. One. And then to establish.
Reestablish. Yep. And strengthen the connection between themselves and their children. And that's regardless of whether or not they live in the home, has nothing to do with it. It can be established at birth. It can be reestablished if something happened where he wasn't present at birth,
right,
or some stage of their life. Or if they're already doing the wonderful, natural, expected thing, what can be done to strengthen that? So the program is not about those who aren't doing well. It's about those who are doing what they should do.
Excellent.
Because there's always room for improvement to strengthen that.
Excellent.
And then the second part is to prepare today's sons.
Wow.
To be tomorrow's responsible fathers.
Wow.
Or father figures. Because what I've noticed is that we are spending a great amount of time repairing dads instead of preparing sons. I got that quote from Frederick Douglass, who said, it is better to prepare boys than to repair broken men. But the same is also true with the father son dynamic, that young men are going to become fathers sometimes too quickly.
Yes.
And in order to eliminate or reduce some of the issues that we're now trying to solve in the fatherhood community, we need to go upstream and work with these young boys who will one day become fathers. And so
that's
we hope
excellent.
That in 10 years' time, or however long it takes, we won't have a problem because we would have met somewhere in the middle. That's the vision.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that.
Wow. That is, it's a big vision. That is a big vision. It's a needed vision.
And the reason I know
it's on time.
It's a God-given mission. It is far
God-given.
Bigger than the resources we have. And that's what makes me know this is a God thing. Because whenever you're doing something and you have all the people, all the funds, all the volunteers to do it, then that's you.
It might just be your plan, right?
It might just be my plan.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so the Father-Child Connection, this program, Dad Up Radio Show, is going to be on air for the first show Friday.
Man, oh man.
You have a key time here at WCNO. Tell us about it.
That was a long time coming, and I'm so grateful to you, this team, this station, for working with me. It was a vision that I had long before that slot became available. But the time has come. The whole idea is to have a father-focused, father-friendly program for fathers and father figures. And I would dare say, of all the stations you can listen to in South Florida, there isn't going to be one that has one that is just like what this station will be providing. That doesn't mean other stations don't have good nuggets for fathers.
Sure.
But on a daily basis, twice per day, topics to do with fathers, experts who will come in and give advice and information to our fathers. We have a format. It's the Spies format. We're going to be
the Spies.
I know, man.
The Spies. Okay, tell us about that.
We will be empowering our fathers to become good spies. Every day of the week, we will have a particular focus. So, on Mondays, it will be the S of the spies, the spiritual development of a dad. He is the priest and prophet of his family. So good. On Mondays, we will be talking about areas of the dad's spiritual life.
Okay.
We'll get guests. We have many people in the Church of Coast Alliance and other ministers out there who will be helping me on those days. On Tuesdays, it will be the physical. So we have already reached out to some doctors who, and I know those guys, and they're very busy, who will come or do pre-recordings to help us encourage our fathers, because the research has proved that dads are less likely to go do their physicals than moms.
Boy, you're right. You're right.
So we want to talk about some areas to empower fathers to look at their physical development, because it is not just about having a six-pack and muscles.
Yes.
It's what are you eating? How are you resting? How are you living life so you can be around longer for your child? We talk about absent dads. We're not just talking about those who aren't in the house, but those who have died prematurely because they haven't been looking after themselves physically. So we'll be talking about the physical development of dads and father figures on Tuesdays.
Okay.
The I is on Wednesdays, the intellectual development, the self-care of the mind, mental health. But it's not just mental health. It's actually challenging dads to do something to increase their knowledge. We should never stop learning. And it does not mean that a dad has to now aspire to get their doctorate, though that might not be a bad thing. But if they're a landscaper, what are they doing to improve their skill set in that area? If they're a barber, what are they doing to improve their knowledge so that they improve their earning potential, thereby impacting their families?
Excellent.
So that will be the I of Wednesdays. And then on Thursdays, we'll be looking at the emotional development of our dads. Very often, men are affiliated or associated with just anger. As if there's nothing else to us. And men are encouraged, sadly, wrongly so, to not cry, not be vulnerable.
Emotional.
We will be talking about those aspects of fathers and bottled up emotions and how to deal with those on Thursdays.
Excellent.
And then on Fridays, social development. What do we do to relax? What do we do to unwind? How do we develop socially? And how is that impacting our children? Because if a dad works hard, as he should, and then on Friday he's going to relax and let his hair down. I don't have any. But that includes going out and drinking and all that. Then the social activity he's now involved in is counterproductive. So while he needs to do something to develop socially and unwind, how can he do that in a healthy way, in a way that he won't be ashamed if his child knows what he's doing to develop his social
life? No regrets.
So every day of the week, we will address those areas. We won't spend the whole half hour necessarily on that, because we have a lot of other things, like dad's got jokes. We're going to have a joke every single day of the day to address and encourage our fathers. I want to let you know that this program will not be a sort of Jerry Springer style program. It is not about the salacious. When we talk to dads, many of them have had some hard lives, drugs, prison, and what have you. Yep. We won't be glorifying or, in any case, embarrassing a dad.
Right.
But what we want to show is that dads can dad up and move from where they're at to where they should be. Starting on day one, we will have a challenge called Dad Up 1000. Dad Up 1000. Okay. In the month of August, we want to have at least 1,000 dads or father figures who will sign up to be part of this movement.
Wow.
And actually, we call it a movement because that's what it is. It's not just an event. it is a movement. So we will be challenging our fathers and father figures to sign up to do one of the three things that they can do to become involved. They can sign up to be one of our prayer partners. We need their prayers.
Okay.
We need their prayers. And that might include putting us as an item on their prayer list at the men's group or church group or wherever it is. Pray for Dada. Pray for the father-child connection. Pray for the fathers out there who are struggling and away from their families and need to come back home.
Mm.
We're also asking for their hours, at least 1 hour per week.
Wow.
We have so many young people out there who don't have a father figure. And what we're hoping for is to have an army of men who will give at least an hour per week to do something for or with a young person who doesn't have a father figure. And
wow.
It doesn't always mean working with a kid. It means very often being a dad tour. We make up words around
dad
here.
Tour.
A dad tour. So it's similar to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but this isn't it. They're already doing a great job. A dad tour is somebody like you or Dave here who would stand alongside a young man who has become a father when he wasn't ready. He's 17, he's 18, and he hasn't got a clue what that is.
Mm.
And so to have another dad to serve as a dad tour, 1 hour a week, can change the trajectory of that dad as well as the child that he now has. And may I quickly point out, this does not mean that the dad tour has to have a perfect track record of being a dad. Oh no, very often the person who has made the most mistakes can now be an example of what not to do.
Excellent, that's true.
And so even if the person has a checkered past, we can use them. We can use them. So in addition to their prayers, in addition to their hours, we're asking for their dollars. Talk ain't cheap, certainly not on radio. And so we want to have people who will invest in this movement by making a donation. And by the way, it might be a mom, it might be a grandmom who says, I'm going to donate for my father who has passed on in memory of him, or I'm going to donate for my father, the father of my child who's in prison, whatever it is. We want to ask people to give because there is so much that we anticipate doing that will cost money. I want to tell you something that since the last time I was here has developed. We have now partnered with the Department of Children and Families to supervise visits.
Okay. Wow. That's great.
That is great. Amazing. I'm totally excited
about that.
Now, of course, they don't have enough staff to sit down for an hour or two.
Sure.
But to have somebody from the father-child connection who is background checked and trained to supervise visits with fathers, it is so refreshing. It is so energizing, and it is fulfilling because here you are as a volunteer, no real special skills, just being there to hear what's being said and to see what's being done so that a father can have the precious 1 hour or 2 hours allotted to him by the Department of Children and Families to earn his way back to having full access to his child.
It's awesome.
And that is something that I am totally excited about. There is a great need out there for space to do that. And one of the visions of this agency, the Father-Child Connection, is to have an office, a building in every county where something like this can happen. Some of the visits take place in McDonald's. Now, I'm not against McDonald's, but you don't want to have a father-child visit in McDonald's. Not only are they going to smell fries and want something unhealthy, but it's not the most conducive place for bonding. Mm. And so we're hoping that we will have a building in every county where it will be called a space for dads. They can come, play games, have a quiet time, read books, whatever it is, do their visits, and I am so looking forward to that.
Hmm. Well, once again, well, Seamus Gordon with Dad Up and the father-child connection. Seamus, we are very excited about this. I do believe that this whole area of ministry that everyone knows is so necessary is also so often neglected. And the fact that God has brought you in as a partner with us, with our very large mouth for God, to be able to reach across the area. Now, of course, we're broadcasting from Martin County, but we're reaching into 12 counties as we're here today. How will this, will there be potential for people, say, in Miami or Lauderdale or Indian River County, I mean, spread out? How will this work?
Man, I'm so glad you asked that. I am so glad you asked that, because before even sharing it with you, we discussed it among our team to have it streamed. We're going to go
good.
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So what we're doing here, and loads of followers, and so we will be able to reach far more people.
Reach out. Good.
And we are excited about that. So yes, the reach will be wide. And again, one of the amazing things with the little time that we have left, the amazing thing about this program is that it won't be a one-off. Notice what happens on Father's Day. Notice what happens on Bring Your Dad to School Day. Mm. Big July 4th.
Yes.
And guess what? The very day after, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
So we're hoping that every event that we do becomes a launching pad rather than a landing strip. So when we have Father Fest in June, and when we have Daducation at a school that we're going to start with in Rivera Beach, Washington Elementary, it won't be and then nothing. It will be rising and rising as we use that to build.
Excellent.
To become more of a, I was going to say
Excellent.
Global, but let's say regional force for that.
Friday morning. It's Friday almost morning. Here. This is Wednesday. two days. You know, Seamus, this is a huge commitment on your part. And so we know as a ministry, this is huge to commit to this huge vision, but to just coming into the studio and making this happen. This is actually a huge commitment on your part. So I just want to call forth all of our listeners today to just join us in a moment of prayer over the Father-Child Connection Dad Up show that's starting Friday morning, 8:30, Monday through Friday, right here, WCNO. It's going to be a program you're going to want to tell people about.
Amen.
You're going to want to get it on your schedule. You drive those hours, and you're going to want to make that a part of your daily mornings. And, of course, it's again going to play in the afternoon, so it's going to be on twice a day. But we do look forward to that. Father, we lift up
Thank
Seamus
you,
Gordon.
Jesus.
We lift up not only his part, but all of our parts. We lift up all of our parts today, Father, because there are dads and there are moms, there are grandmas, there are grandfathers, great-grandfathers. And Father, wherever we're from, you're the perfect Father, but some do not even know what a perfect Father would be. And we have sons and daughters that are growing up that desperately need to have some vision of what love looks like. This is going to bring to our listeners a whole new opportunity of not just listening, but engaging, connecting, committing, giving, praying, serving, being a part. So, Father, we are just in agreement now that the awakening in our nation is now, that it's happening now, and that the revival that is amongst us and happening is now, and that Dad Up, the Father-Child Connection, is going to be a huge part of that great revival and awakening in our land. And I heard this morning that in 10 years there can be a total transformation. It may not take that long because, Father, you're at work in us, but we accept the assignment and pray over every individual who hears and will hear, who gives and will give, who will participate. Father, there's going to be such a great revival that comes to our families as you work in our hearts. We welcome you,
Thank you, God.
Pray for strength, provision, protection, and favor over Seamus Gordon and the team that you put around him as he comes alongside of us here at WCNO in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Seamus, thank you for joining us. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. We have another couple guests that are coming in from a little bit north of us, but a great ministry they have they're going to be talking about. So keep your dial set right here. You're listening to WCNO, Palm City. All right, we're coming back to you. This is Wednesday Live, and we have a couple minutes here. We're just kind of shuffling things around and figuring out how to get our guests to the microphones, and we're gonna do that right now. And, of course, while our team here is working to get our next guest in, I wanted to just share a note that came to us. One of our givers, one of our families that donate to the ministry, sent in this note, and we didn't find it. This actually came in some time back, but says, in 2018, I was driving to work from Sunrise, Florida to Belglade. As usual, I listened to the station, and there happened to be a morning fundraising going on to help cover the bills for the station. I called then and pledged $35, and about 3 days later, I received a letter in the mail, but I never had the opportunity, never got around to writing a check to mail to the station. I felt so guilty about that. I always start my morning listening to this station since 2016. It has changed my perspective and improved my spiritual life for the better. Keep on building up for the kingdom of God. God bless you all. And it came with a donation. But, you know, to me, the important part of this is to just recognize that God is indeed building the kingdom of God, and that WCNO has a huge impact on a lot of our listeners. And so if you have not, Dave is pointing to me, I'm missing something. I don't know. I'll turn everybody on. So then No, yeah, I better stay on. Okay, Karen is not.
Right.
Okay, we kind of have it now. Okay. All right. So I don't read lips or sign language very well, so we have to help me out here. All right. We are now going to jump into an exciting thing that's coming up. It's I guess it's like a neighborhood block party.
Yep.
Robin, welcome.
Thank you.
Who's this guy you drag around with you?
This is my man. I picked him up on the street about 43 years ago.
How many?
43 years.
Woo! Wow. The cooking must have been good.
Yes, very good. That's fantastic.
Wow.
Congratulations.
43 years ago.
Yeah, you need to congratulate him for putting up with me for 43 years.
Wow. Well, hallelujah. Now, you all are from where?
Fort Pierce.
Okay. Great to have you with us here in the studio. You actually come in, and I like that. Robin, you are a part of a church that really has a heart for the community.
Yes.
And it is awesome. I am so thrilled at all of the little newsy things that I get in my email that keeps me up to date with what's going on. But at this time of the year, there is a very big event that brings in a lot of hands to participate. First of all, welcome.
Thank you.
And great to have, what's your husband's name?
Don.
Don? Okay, so we have Robin and Don. Great to have you both with us today. And tell us a little bit about your church first.
Well, we're First Church of the Nazarene in Fort Pierce. We have been in the neighborhood for 67 years. I have
years.
To ask him because the church is 1 year younger than him.
Well, now we know how old you are, Don. Okay. You don't look your age. I'll just say that for our listeners. Yeah.
We are a small congregation, about 25 to 30 members.
Okay.
But this is our sixth year. This is our sixth neighborhood block party. Last year, we gave out 900 backpacks.
Whoa.
Wow.
And we had well over 1,000 people in attendance that day last year. Yes. And but like I said, we're a small congregation, but we have a huge imprint in our community.
Mm.
We have a drive-through, a monthly drive-through food pantry, and we've been doing that for 5 years. And as of last month, we have served over 4,000 families within the past 5 years, which means we have reached a total over 17,500 people.
Wow. 17,500 people. And so this is a monthly or?
The drive-through food pantry is a monthly. It's the third Saturday of the month.
So what happens with a drive-through food pantry? Some people wouldn't know what that is all about.
They drive up. We ask them. We give them a little registration form. That we don't do anything except to see who are they and how many people they have in their family.
Okay.
And we have it in Spanish and in Creole so we can help them to understand what we're asking them. And then I tell them, yo hablo poquito español. It means I speak a very little Spanish.
Right, right.
But I'm able to get enough to them that several of them come up and now we have this bond now with these people, you know, that come. Mm. And... But for the most part, most of those who come only one time. So
really?
Yeah, they come one time. Hmm. And so, but we have tried to search for funding. But you know what? We don't have to because God keeps providing the funds.
Wow. Always.
And God keeps providing.
So what do you give? What does a family receive? So
they get a bag or two bags of fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. That includes potatoes and onions and carrots. And we give them apples. And then sometimes if someone donates a lot of canned goods, we will give them another bag of canned goods. So we put the canned goods on the table and we tell our volunteers.
Wow.
They say, how many? And I say, go grocery shopping for a family of four.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
And just put it in the bag and then we give them out.
And you do this every month?
Every month. Every month.
And you've been doing it for five years. 17,000.
Yeah.
500 people have driven through your parking lot. Right. God bless you. That is absolutely huge, huge. How does a church of 25 families do this? I mean, this is big.
This is big. And, you know, faith, donations, prayer.
The food comes from where?
Nelson Family Farms helps donate, and we purchase from them, and they get it to us at wholesale.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know.
So God bless Nelson Family Farms, and if you are, you're shopping, that's a place to support because they have a heart for their community.
And then we have a donor from the community, which prefers to stay quiet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So God bless them.
Yes. Okay.
You know, and they help make it possible for us to have the funds.
To be able to afford it.
And then the church people add to those funds.
Step in.
And, you know, there's a lot of times where I tell Pastor Sean, I don't know how God's going to work it out because we only have X amount of dollars. And all of a sudden, I just pray, God, if this is your will and you bless us and give us favor, help us.
Yes.
And without even knowing it, we prepare 100 bags of food each month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we're done, they're gone.
Wow.
Yeah. And Publix also donates bread to us.
Oh, that's excellent.
So we're able to give out breads and sometimes goodies, you know, like pies and cookies and stuff like that. And so, you know, one time they gave us a big cake.
Excellent.
It was huge. And the neighbor across the street, he comes in and I said, when is your birthday? And he only spoke Spanish, so I had to reinterpret that. And he said, this is like March or something. He said, next month, you know,
next
April.
Month, sure.
And I gave him the cake and I said, happy birthday.
Early, early. It's early. Well, yeah, this wonderful. Is a lot of logistical right. work just to gather, to purchase, to get things ready, the hands working, packing, and such forth. And it's literally thousands of pounds.
We also every other month we have a donation from Natalie's.
Okay, Natalie's, yes, yeah, another great company.
Give us some boxes of orange juice and
Cool. Let me tell you, that is some good wonderful. Orange juice. That's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah, it is. Well, so here's a couple local companies you might be listening today and say, you know, my company might want to contribute. We could contribute. Who would they contact if somebody's listening today and would like to be a part of coming alongside of you?
They would contact me, you know, and they can reach me at my phone number, 772-333-6502, or they can email me at summitseeker1200, and summitseeker is all one word, at Yahoo. And they can find us on Facebook, and they can always send me a message, or they can find the church on Facebook and send the church a message. And we will respond to them and get them partnered in with us.
Well, this is, this is where the rubber meets the road. You're actually connecting with your community. Yeah. Is there any ministry that happens or is available to the people coming through? How does that work?
We have on the bottom of our registration sheet, how can we pray for you?
Oh, excellent. Mm.
And Pastor Sean is there. Sometimes we have a faith Haitian Nazarene Church that meets at our church.
Okay.
So sometimes their pastor's there. Pastor Esnol Principal's there. He's starting a new church plant down in Port St. Lucie. It's called Primitive Nazarene.
Okay.
And they're meeting at a hotel room right now or something like that, you know, in a hotel. But I have them come. And Pastor Principal speaks Spanish and Creole.
Okay, excellent.
So if they need someone to pray with them in Spanish, then they get prayer.
That's excellent.
And sometimes some of them need, we've had them come inside the church and go to the altar and pray.
Wow.
Yes.
Because they've just felt like they needed to be ministered to more deeply than, you know, just a prayer through the drive-through line. But we give out, when we have available, we give out Bibles. We give out goodies to the children at Christmas and around fall time and Easter. But we always make sure that there's something in there about Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So they can learn that, you know, Christmas is not just about Santa. Christmas is about Jesus. And Easter is not just about the Easter Bunny. It's about Jesus. You know, so we do a lot of ministry that way. And occasionally we have them come from our church, but to our church. But most part, we don't see them. But you know what? We know we've planted a seed.
Amen.
Amen. That's all we're really supposed to. Like God's going to do the. He's going to bless. I just am so impressed. I'm glad this is several times you've come in to talk about what the church is doing. And, you know, the witness is when God calls you to do something, he will supply all of your needs.
Right. He will.
And so many people, I'm a pastor as well. I'm not that I'll have a home church right now because this is my ministry. But in the years past, you know, I'd have people and they say, I got a great idea. Or God's put it on my heart to do something, but I don't know. So, well, look, if you believe God's put it on your heart, he will. He will lead you, he will guide you, and he will support you. What you have to do is say yes to God.
Yeah.
And First Church of the Nazarene up there in Fort Pierce did that. And not on that one thing, but on so many other things.
So many things, really, connecting with the community.
I'm excited.
So we have an event coming up. It is called a block party, a neighborhood block party.
Yes.
What happens at a neighborhood block party?
Well, in years past, we would give out free food and stuff like that. Last year, the grill quit. Everything stopped. And so this year, we're like, I went to the hospital with heat exhaustion. I'm like, okay, guys, we're revamping this. We're moving it from the east side of the church to the west side of the church in the morning. And everyone's going, why? I said, there's more shade on the west side.
Pretty simple.
I'm with that. That makes good sense.
We have a DJ who's coming, and
excellent.
Last year he came, and he just played Christian music, and it made it so nice. Awesome. Everyone was just bebopping and dancing around. And
awesome.
So, and we have confirmed at least 15 agencies who are coming.
Excellent.
And I've got spots for two or three more. So if someone wants to come,
wow. Okay.
Call me or contact me. And, you know, we've got the Fort Pierce Police Department, the Sheriff's Office. We've got the Fire Department. We've got Lindsay School of the Arts. We have Blue Cross Blue Shield coming.
Wow.
We have a home care people who are coming.
Excellent.
You know, we just have so many people who are coming to share school supplies, but to also share information with the community about what they do. Right. So that they can also be a resource for our community.
That's excellent.
To do.
So you're resourcing resourcers.
Yeah.
Along with bringing the love of God. So neighborhood block party, pack the backpacks. This is August the 9th.
Yes.
Coming up pretty quick. And it's going to be from 10 o'clock until 12.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are going to come? What are you giving away? What's going to happen?
We normally have anywhere from 800 to 1,000 people who come.
Okay.
We give the backpacks. We ask them to make sure the student is present so the student can actually get the backpack.
So the student has to be there, right?
Yes. The student has to be there. Right. And sometimes they come and they'll say, well, I wasn't able to bring my kids or my, you know, whatever. And we'll tell them, well, we can't give you a backpack, but what we can do is give you a bag, and we'll still let you go and see the vendors and get some school supplies.
Oh, gotcha.
So
okay.
We still try to minister without, you know, being too stringent about it, you know.
But you have to have some guidelines, of course.
Exactly.
So there's going to be, last year, 900 backpacks were given out last year?
Yes.
This
so
year you we pulled it back.
We
pulled it back simply because we realized our vendors and us ran out of school supplies. Get this. We started at 10 by 11, 11:30. We had them leaving because they were out of school supplies.
Oh my goodness. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally out.
Wow.
So what happens this year?
So we pulled it back an hour. Instead of going 10 to 1, we go on 10 to 12. And this year, instead of buying the extra backpacks, the church purchased extra school supplies to put in the backpacks.
Ah, okay.
So we can be assured that each backpack has at least basics like a composition notebook, crayons, pencils, scissors, glue sticks. And we realize our high school and middle school students don't need scissors, crayons,
right,
and glue sticks, but that's what they're going to get, you know. And then when they go to the vendors will be able, the agencies will be able to help give them out whatever else. Because we sent out a list and we told them what to bring and told them to bring their tents, bring their tables, bring their volunteers, bring their smiles. And don't forget the school supplies.
Critical.
Yeah.
So if an individual or individuals or home groups, Bible study groups, churches wanted to come alongside of you, and I suppose there probably are some that do, and you could use a lot more help, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How would they give?
They can drop off school supplies at our church at 611 Gardenia Avenue.
Okay.
There in Fort Pierce.
Okay.
We will be there Friday morning. And the office is only open on Tuesday and Friday because it's summer. But if they contact me through Facebook, the church page or whatever, and say, hey, I've got some things I want to donate to you, but I have to come like on Monday or Wednesday or Thursday, I'll be happy to meet them.
Okay.
And greet them and just accept their donations. Otherwise, we have a little QR code on our flyer and on our Facebook page that they can scan, and it takes them to Amazon, and we've got an Amazon wish list.
Now, can people make donations, cash donations as
well? Yes, they can.
Yes.
And it goes straight into the Manna Ministries account, and I keep all receipts in case anyone ever asked.
Yep.
But we go straight to the store and we purchase the needed supplies.
Well, the great thing with ministry like this, it's in the community, it's from the community, it's from the really the heart of God. And anyone who wants to make sure that, you know, what you're giving is actually touching lives, you can make sure by doing this. This definitely is touching lives. And you can see the love of God in action, compassion in action here. So this is tremendous. So it's on Facebook that that people can find you. And again, that's going to be under
Fort Pierce Nazarene.
Oh, okay.
Or they can look for Robin Campbell.
Robin Campbell, okay.
And
good deal.
I will be there. You know, and like I said, you know, the biggest thing that we see and we hear from our people who come through is they say that they feel that this is their church, even though they might go to church somewhere else. This is their neighborhood church, and they pray for us every time they pass by the church.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And they tell their friends, and they bring their friends, you know, and we have the Park at Market on Thursdays once a month, the second Thursday of every month, and now they come to the Park at Market with the food bank.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's just, this is the way that God has, you know, helped this ministry to grow beyond just our little church.
It's awesome.
Know, when we started out, we gave out 40 backpacks the first year. We had 65 people come, and we had 8 agencies.
Wow.
Yeah. You've had a lot of growth, and that was a pretty amazing start, really.
Yeah, yes, God laid it on my heart, and I told my pastor, I think we need to do this.
Wow.
You know, I just feel like that. And you remember, this happened back in 2019. COVID was just coming around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the next year, we wore masks. We separated everyone 6 feet apart. We still did it. You know, we had hand sanitizer at all the tables.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could do it. So, you know, but we've kept on, and just God has blessed beyond all measure. And, you know, I told my pastor, you know, I play the piano, I can lead worship. That's really not my calling. This is my calling.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the Southern Florida District Children's Director, and for children are my passion, but families are my passion as well.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, and each life we can touch. We're not, you know, we may never see these children. We may not even know them. My pastor's wife puts out a banner, and we call it the prayer banner.
Okay.
And we have the kids sign their names and draw a picture about what they want to be or what they want to do or what represents them. And we hang it in our church in the sanctuary on the back wall.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So that when you pass by, you could take a picture of it with their names and you could pray for those children. And, you know, it's like someone said, children are a message that we're sending into a future we will never see.
Yeah.
Mm. And each time I've shared that with the district, with our church people, I tell them, I said, what's our message going to be? Let's make it a message of love, of kindness, and of care, but not our love and not necessarily our kindness and our care, but the love of God.
Wow.
Yes.
And the kindness of God.
Yeah.
And the care that God cares for them.
Right.
So that that message becomes a gospel message. We're not just we're not doing it for us. We're doing it for them.
Yes.
We're doing it for Jesus, most of all.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is tremendous. Wow. Well, Don, you know, your wife, she sounds pretty busy.
she stays pretty busy.
She stays pretty busy. Where do you fit into all this? Does she have a couple little assignments for you?
I'm kind of the backup.
Oh, okay.
He's the chauffeur. He chauffeurs me all these places.
Wow. Well, I have this picture of Jesus with the disciples, you know, looking for lunch, you know, and here's a little boy. He's like, well, we have thousands of people to feed here today, you know. How's this going to work? And I just love the testimony of your church. Love your pastor. Love what you guys do. And I think that what you are physically doing seems so much bigger than the size of your group. You know, many people would look at that, well, you know, I want to be a part of something significant. Well, I think Jesus was significant, and he ministered to a lot of people with a handful of people. So you all are actually doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just says that whoever you are, if you're in the kingdom of God, your part matters, and you can do something, and you can make a difference. And what about volunteers? Do you have extra volunteers? How does this work?
We do. We have United Way is sending, they have a group called Youth for You or To You. I forget the number, but they're sending a group of their youth to help us pack the backpacks on Wednesday, August 6th from 10 to 12. Mm. And I've got it all ready for them. All they have to do is that, you know.
Good.
And then if we have any extras, but if we run out of backpacks and we still have supplies, those supplies are still going to go out. I don't keep them. I don't believe in keeping anything from year to year. I give them out that year. Because I believe that God's going to provide for the next year, and I don't have to keep hoarding or holding.
So where do the backpacks come from? That's probably the biggest piece of the whole puzzle, right?
Well, Children's Service Council gives us a grant each year.
Awesome.
And we purchase the backpacks with those, and then whatever's left over from purchasing the backpacks, we use on school supplies.
Wow. Mm.
And so we've used up those funds. We've had a couple other donations come in, and we've used those funds. And we're still short on pencils and glue sticks and scissors.
Pencils, glue sticks, and scissors.
Or pens for our high school students.
Sure. So, I mean, do people just go shopping and bring you in bags of things and then it gets split up?
Yes, they do.
So there's not necessarily a uniformity of, okay. So that's great.
Our biggest goal is to give each student at least 4 pencils and try to give them 5. I'm figuring 1 pencil a day.
Yeah, okay.
You don't know. Pencils go disappearing out of students' pockets faster than anything.
Yeah.
So at least if they have 5 to start with, they're pretty good.
Get them started. Right. That is absolutely awesome.
And I realize our teachers will collect, like, the glue sticks and the scissors and stuff like that for use, and the crayons. But it makes the child feel good to say, I've got these to start with.
Yeah, excellent. So the neighborhood block party that's sponsored by the Fort Pierce First Church of the Nazarenes coming up August the 9th, you're going to want to put that onto your calendar to either today go out and go shopping because they can use scissors, pens, pencils, and
glue sticks.
So they can use those. Or if you want to make a donation, you can do that today as well. And Robin's going to tell us again how all that can be done. But a lot of agencies are going to be in there. God bless them. And thank God that you all have presented a vision, and God's raising up a lot of hands around you to help make it happen.
Amen.
And so this is really exciting. And I'm thrilled that we can just get the word out and be a little voice along with you all doing such a great big job.
Yeah, I'm going to have one word for the families. When you come early. Come prepared with some water.
There you go. It's going to be hot.
And a cooling fan.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Just be prepared to stand in line, you know. So we're trying to get lots of water and lots of ice, you know, this year so we could give out.
Cool, because of the temperatures. Yeah.
And we've got a tent for everyone to stand under, so hopefully that'll help them out and not
excellent.
Be so hot and
excellent.
Stuff.
Excellent. So this is 2 hours, 10 o'clock till 12.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
10 to 12, but the families that are coming in, you're saying come a little early and that are going to be helping.
So the agencies need to be there between 8 and 8:30 to get set up.
8 and 8:30. Excellent. So again, at the Fort Pierce First Church of the Nazarene, and that's at 611 Gardenia Avenue, Fort Pierce, Florida. And so, Robin and Don, it's always a pleasure to have you all.
Thank you.
Please keep
Thank
us on
you.
Your calendar. Send us your stuff. And anyway, anyhow, we can help push this with you. We're going to do that because, in my thinking, you all are just great heroes in the kingdom. You know, warriors come with different things. You come with backpacks, and so that's really cool. And a lot of good food. So
we got some sharp pencils, too.
Sharp pencils, too. There you go. Maybe a couple pins. Well, Dave, any thoughts as we're kind of coming to the end of our time here this morning?
Well, I think earlier I just really spoke my heart, but I'm just excited that you said yes to God, and in spite of, you know, reservations we all have when we do receive that call, is you push through those and look how God has grown your ministry, and He'll continue to do
tremendous.
That.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is tremendous, and we want to just lift this whole ministry up in prayer. Dave, would you just lead us in a time of prayer for Rob and Don, all the team over at First Church of the Nazarene in Fort Pierce?
Yeah, Father God, we come before you with great joy today and wondrous thanksgiving you get all the glory. But you have showered your grace on Robin and Don and
yes.
Pastor Carr and all the leaders, all the people of this church, leaders and followers, they're all leaders in their own way. Lord, and you have blessed them with a powerful ministry, Lord, that all the things they do, not just the block party, but the feeding and the other things that they reach out into the community, Lord, are ways and means, Father, where you reveal yourself through them and their ministries, and lives are changed. We pray, Lord, continue to work in this. And I just pray the devil doesn't like this kind of thing, but, Lord, you get in the way of the devil so that they are not impeded. And that as time goes on, more and more that they can do for you, Lord Jesus, because ultimately it all has to do with you, the gospel message,